You're listening to SBS News.
Our Creator endowed us with the right to life, and yet millions of children lose their right to life every year because of abortion. In Texas, we work to save those lives. And that's exactly what the Texas legislature did this session. They worked together on a bipartisan basis to pass a bill that I'm about to sign that ensures that the life of every unborn child who has a heartbeat will be saved from the ravages of abortion.
That's the Republican governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, back in May, signing into law the statute known as Senate Bill 8, or SB 8, which prohibits abortions once cardiac activity is detected, which is usually around 6 weeks before some women even know they're pregnant. To enforce the law, Texas deputized private citizens to file lawsuits against violators and has entitled them to at least $10,000 in damages if successful. The bill provoked a wave of challenges and protests. Yvonne Hsu, the Chief Policy and Government Affairs Officer for the National Asian Pacific American Women's Forum, says the provisions of the new law were frightening.
The scariest thing is that any private citizen can file a lawsuit against anybody who assists a person in seeking an abortion. This could be a friend, a provider, a nurse. A friend who's driving the person to get an abortion could potentially be sued.
She says the Texas law would particularly harm some of the most vulnerable women.
I think this is especially hurtful for women of color, women and persons of low income, especially immigrants, and especially people without status will really suffer the most. Asian American women, in a recent survey that we conducted, 93% of us believe that women should have the right to make our own reproductive choices. And abortion access is at the very heart of this.
In the weeks since the restrictions took effect, Texas abortion providers say the impact has been exactly what they feared. But now a federal judge has ordered that the law should be suspended after the Biden administration brought a lawsuit which said the restrictions were enacted in defiance of the Constitution. Merrick Garland is the U.S. Attorney General.
The Justice Department has filed a lawsuit against the state of Texas. Our position is set out in detail in our complaint. Its basis is as follows. SB 8 bans nearly all abortions in the state after 6 weeks of pregnancy, before many women even know they are pregnant, and months before a pregnancy is viable. It does so even in cases of rape, sexual abuse, or incest.
In a 113-page written opinion, District Judge Robert Pittman took Texas to task over the law, saying Republican politicians had contrived an unprecedented and transparent statutory scheme to deny patients their constitutional right to an abortion. He wrote,
"From the moment SB 8 went into effect, women have been unlawfully prevented from exercising control over their lives in ways that are protected by the Constitution. That other courts may find a way to avoid this conclusion is theirs to decide. This court will not sanction one more day of this offensive deprivation of such an important right."
But even with the law on hold, abortion services in Texas may not instantly resume because doctors still fear that they could be sued without a more permanent legal decision. Texas officials are likely to seek a swift reversal from the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, which previously allowed the restrictions to take effect. Alan Lee, SBS News.